This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. At our Facebook page, we have links to African language Bibles. That's at our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. I say that we are confident and willing to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That is 2 Corinthians 5:8. That Bible verse assures true Christian believers that when they die, they will be immediately in the presence of God in heaven. No cleansing torture in between, no agonizing struggle to get to heaven after death, as some people would tell you. Death is a fearful subject for most people because they do not know what will happen to them when they die. Will it be a good death? Well, if you die believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it will be a good death because the resurrection power of Jesus will take you immediately into the presence of Jesus. If you have a Bible, open it to the Gospel of John, chapter 11, as we look into the subject of life after death. Here are some selected verses from John, chapter 11, which recounts the story of the death and resurrection of Lazarus. Now, a certain man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village where Mary and her sister Martha lived. Now it was Mary who anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and wiped His feet dry with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sister sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, look, the one you love is sick." When Jesus heard this, He said, "This sickness will not lead to death, but to the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when He heard that Lazarus was sick, He remained in the place where he was for 2 more days. Okay, now let's skip down to verse 17. When Jesus arrived, He found that Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days already. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, so many of the Jewish people of the region had come to Martha and Mary to console them over the loss of their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet Him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if You had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will grant you." Jesus replied, "Your brother will come back to life again." Martha said, "I know that he will come back to life again in the resurrection, at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even if he dies, and the one who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She replied, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who comes into the world." When she had said this, Martha went and called her sister Mary, saying privately, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." So when Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still in the place where Martha had come out to meet him. Then the people who were with Mary in the house, consoling her, saw her get up quickly and go out, so they followed her, because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the people who had come with her weeping, he was intensely moved in spirit and greatly distressed. He asked, "Where have you laid him?" They replied, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Thus the people who had come to mourn said, "Look how much he loved him." But some of them said, "This is the man who caused the blind man to see. Could not have he had done something to keep Lazarus from dying?" Jesus, intensely moved again, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was placed across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the deceased, replied, "Lord, by this time the body will have a bad smell, because he has been buried 4 days." Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you that you have listened to me. I knew that you always listen to me, but I said this for the sake of the crowd standing around here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he shouted in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The one who had died came out, his feet and hands tied up with strips of cloth, and a cloth wrapped around his face. Jesus said to them, "Unwrap him and let him go." Then many of the people who had come with Mary had seen the things Jesus did, believed in him. That was the Gospel of John, chapter 11, selected portions. So then, what did Jesus mean when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life"? Well, "I am the resurrection and the life" is the fifth of the 7 I am statements of Jesus. Lazarus was dead. Earlier, Jesus had heard his good friend was sick, but instead of going to visit Lazarus, Jesus stayed where he was for 2 more days. He explained to his puzzled disciples that the sickness was for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. After Lazarus died, Jesus then began a journey to Bethany, the home of Lazarus. When Jesus informed his disciples that Lazarus was dead, he simply said his friend was asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. That's John 11:11. Outside Bethany, the sister of Lazarus, Martha, went out to meet Jesus. And as we just covered, she said, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Such was her faith in the power of Jesus to heal. Jesus replied by assuring Martha that her brother would rise again. Martha responded again in faith, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." At this point, Jesus makes his 5th I am statement in the Gospel of John. "I am the resurrection and the life," and he follows it with a call to faith. "He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." When Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life," he was claiming to be the source of both. There is no resurrection apart from Christ, and there is no eternal life apart from Christ. Beyond that, Jesus was also making a statement concerning his divine nature. He does more than give life. He is life, and therefore death has no ultimate power over him. Jesus confers this spiritual life on those who believe in him so that they share his triumph over death. Believers in Jesus Christ will experience resurrection because having the life Jesus gives it is impossible for death to defeat them. Read 1 Corinthians 15 for that. The grieving Martha wished that Jesus had arrived earlier so he could have healed her brother. And when Jesus spoke of resurrection, Martha assumed he was speaking of the resurrection of the last day. In both statements, Martha reveals that she considered time an insurmountable obstacle. In effect, Martha was saying, "It is too late to help Lazarus. The time is past. So now we must wait, allow more time." Just like in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, it says, "Now we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope." The statement of Jesus that he is the resurrection and the life provides a godly perspective on several spiritual matters. Martha believed that the resurrection is an event. Jesus showed her and us that the resurrection is a person. The knowledge Martha had of eternal life was incomplete. Jesus proved that knowledge of eternal life is a personal relationship. Martha thought victory over death was a future expectation. Jesus corrects her, showing that victory is a present reality. After presenting himself as the resurrection and the life, Jesus asks Martha an all-important question. Do you believe this? That's in John 11:26. May Martha's answer be ours as well. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. Now, friend listening on the radio, you must decide if you will believe in Jesus for yourself. Will you accept the blood of Jesus as payment for your sins so you can be born again and made acceptable for God in heaven? I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I do ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is changed to make it easier for you to write to us. It is now gospel2africa.com/contact. And that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past programs, present programs, and even future ones. We also have internet links to African Language Bibles. That's found at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/gospel2africa. And again, our main website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you with this verse, 2 Corinthians 5:8. It assures Christians in this way, I say that we are confident and willing to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.